setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Coming to you live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were born to do, where you want to be, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. That means you are needed, and that means you must do it. And that's why we're here. Come on. If you're looking for some clarity to help overcome some fear, doubt, confusion, then we're here for you. You have the answers, by the way. We're going to look at what you do best. That's talent. We're going to look at what you love to do most. That's passion. We're going to look at the results that matter most to you. And then we're going to see where they all come together. You use what you do best to do what you love to do most to create results that matter deeply to you. You were created this way. Work is not just a means to an end. Work is what we're supposed to do to create results to make our planet, our world better. It's about the common good. That's why we work. So this is why so many people are miserable on Mondays. 70% of Americans, according to a recent Gallup poll, are so disengaged at work that they hate their job. Because they're not doing work that matters deeply to them. Or they're doing work that matters deeply to them, but they're doing it in a place where it is toxic. Or they're bored, no challenge. Or they're overwhelmed. The minute they step into the office or into the workplace, they feel like they're drowning. So, what's your situation? Whatever your situation is, you have the answers. It's my job to get those answers out of you so that you can be clear, which means you'll be confident and courageous on the path. So let's get to it. 844-747-2577. We go to Flint, Michigan. Rachel's on the line there. Rachel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
I am living the dream, Rachel. How can I help today?
So I am a little torn. I have worked retail for 10 years, and I absolutely love the customer engagement. I love providing, like, a service for people, but I know that I need to do more with it. If I have, like, 20 people in the store, I totally wonder if they are okay, if their childhood was traumatic and stuff like that. And I know that that is not normal. So I have been thinking about, like, life coach, but I've always worked for, like, a corporation, and I'm a single income, single mom. So, like, going on my own path is scary. I know that I'm supposed to do it on the side first, but I just don't know if I'm so stuck on the life coach that I'm missing, like, a whole other job opportunity, because I know you talk to a bunch of different people.
That's right.
So I was just trying to ask for some advice. Do you think life coach is, like, just in for now, or will it be for the long haul? Just kind of
torn. Okay. Well, the answer is I don't know yet, and I don't know if you will know yet. And that's the good news. You don't have to be all in on life coach. The more important clarifying process for you, that you, the thing you need to discover right now is, what about people most moves you? In other words, when you're on that floor and you see 20 people walking around your store and you want to dive into them and their story, there's got to be some evidence through your own thoughts, through the things that kind of pull you in, stories that move your heart, stories from your own experience or stories from people that you're very close with from their experience. There's got to be some clues and evidence that says to you, if you were going to help people, how would you most want to help them? Or another way of looking at this is, what would be the problem that you would most want to get your hands dirty solving on behalf of people? Because there's no question you want to love on people, you want to serve people and guide them. I think you want to be that guide. Is that correct?
Yeah. I love encouraging people. I love when my, like, teammates have a problem, especially, like, if I can coach them and we can, like, they can see their own results. That is, like, when I'm fired up and I love it. Or even, like, customers, if they think it's, like, impossible.
Right.
Like, I love when people can succeed over their suffering. That is, like, my
obsession. Now, that's great. Now, the question is that in its broadness freeing for you? Because there are multiple ways you could do what you just said, freeing people from their suffering. So, for instance, the word suffering, if we use this in a global usage right now, suffering just means I got a problem. It doesn't mean, right, you know, necessarily true suffering, but let's just dive into that. Is there a problem, a group of people that you have a special heart for? Is there a big problem you love solving more than any other problem? You see it popping up all the time. You go, man, that's what I love. Or is it just a general, I just want to help others accomplish what they set out to accomplish? What is it? Tell me that specific problem, if there is one.
I would say it's overall, but I truly believe that adults get messed up from their childhood.
Yep.
So if I had to choose, I guess I would say children. Like, I have a son, and I'm very consciously aware of how I project my emotions onto him. I have to make sure if I'm parenting, I'm coming from a clear awakenedness before I even start going in on him sometimes, because it might be just something from my day.
All right,
and he does one little thing.
So is it dealing with childhood? Is it childhood psychology where you're able to counsel children who are coming from tough situations?
Yeah. I mean,
Is that the top of the list? Now let's take away all limitations for a moment. We're talking about your heart right now. Would that be, if I could snap my fingers tomorrow, is that it?
Yeah. I volunteered at the nursery at church and I love it.
Okay.
Like, even
so,
with little kids like that.
So there's your answer.
Right.
Now let's go get some more confirmation. And
okay.
So we've already kind of moved through that first stage, which is discovery, where we're looking at talents and we're looking at passions, things you do well, things you love to do most. And you've walked through that and you were really there before this phone call, but we kind of clarified some things and we look at your heart right now. Your heart's going, I would love to do childhood counseling, psychology, that kind of thing. Well, here's what we know. There is some very clear qualifications you've got to have to be able to do that. So the price of admission into that dance is you got to have some degrees, you've got to have some practice hours, you got to have all that stuff. You need to go get clear on what that is. So that this is what we do. These are the steps we take in the next stage. Stage two is research. And so that's where you are. You've probably done some of it, but you need to do more. And it's asking these three questions. What do I need to do to be able to join the dance, right? To be able to do what I want to do. What do I have to learn and do? Number two, how much is that going to cost me financially? And then number three, based on that cost, how long is that going to take me? Now we've got really clear answers. And Rachel, you might be a little impatient, but what you won't be is frustrated when you do that. Because now you know, okay, this is what my plan looks like, and this is what I'm going to now have to put all of my time and effort and focus into being able to walk this plan out. Now, then you get to the stage of actual starting. We got to start this thing. We got to do this. We got to take the first class. We got to sign up for the first whatever. We got to do it. And I want you to get in proximity to some people that are childhood psychologists. Talk to them. Learn about their craft. Become a master student in real experience. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Listen, folks, we talk a lot on the show about making your next career move and taking the next step toward meaningful work. But I know it can be pretty hard to think about taking a step forward when you're stressed out about money in the here and now. Ramsey Plus will show you how to budget every single dollar of your income so you can use it to its full potential, plus so much more. And here's the best part. Right now, you can try Ramsey Plus for 30 days completely free. If you're in and you want to start Ramsey Plus for free, text Ken Plus to 33789. Welcome to the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken, thrilled to have you with us. A different kind of talk radio show. We're not talking about politics, we're talking about purpose. Your why. Why are you here? Why do you want to do what you long to do? We're here to give you that clarity. If you're confused, scared, full of doubt, have an idea where you want to go but not how to get there, that's why we're here. Because your work matters. It's not just a job designed to create a paycheck to provide your basics. We were all created to do work for the benefit of our fellow men and women that we're doing life with. Those that we may not know, but are the direct recipients of our work. That's what it's about. This is where meaning comes from, significance. Most of the world is kind of conditioned to chase dollar signs. So we make the safe move, the smart move, instead of chasing significance. And oh, by the way, that's the real smart play. That's what keeps you from feeling lost, feeling desperate, being miserable, just trying to make it to Friday afternoon. So, if you're tired of the same old, you're in the right place. Join the conversation. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We go to Ellerbe, North Carolina, where Zachary's on the line. Zachary, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
I am living the dream, Zachary. How can I help?
All right. So I've been listening to you for a while, and Dave Ramsey on Baby Steps 4, 5, and 6. I've been working part-time, or I work full-time. I've been taking classes part-time to get a business degree in order to move out of my current job into something that I would love better. Turns out in a sudden series of events, a dream position has opened up at the company I'm with now. And I am, to a lot of people at the company, the logical person to fill that role.
Okay.
I will probably be meeting with the general manager of our store here in the next 24, 48 hours to sit down and talk to him about me taking that role. I was kind of looking for any kind of advice moving into that conversation.
Yeah. Now, when you say you're the logical choice, is that something you're hearing from coworkers, or are you hearing a little bit of that from your leadership, specifically this guy that you're going to sit down and interview with?
Not my immediate boss. The bummer there is that he is kind of afraid of losing me at the role I'm in now because I'm the highest producer on the team. But a lot of the other department heads within the company have all said, oh yeah, you would be
okay, great
for this role. This,
all right,
you know,
so
this would be a great match.
Great. So your current leader knows, and this is kind of higher up than him, obviously. So this is good news. So the only advice I'd give is to relax. And what I mean by that is that you're not in the normal situation where you're an outside candidate and you're coming in and you have very limited scope, if you think about it, to be able to paint a picture for these folks that you are a good culture fit, that you've actually done all the things that you say you've done. If you think about it, you know, there's a lot of trust and digging and back and forth that has to happen. That doesn't have to happen with you. Everybody knows you. They know what you've done. They know you're a culture fit. You are a high performer. You get other department heads going, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So now this is about a slam dunk. And this isn't about trying to, you know, throw the Hail Mary pass. This is, here's the ball, and let's go ahead and just dunk this thing. And so what I mean by relaxing is go in realizing you don't have to prove anything. You're not there to prove. What you're there to do is dig in yourself to make sure that this is the right move for you and the company. It's like you are doing the interviewing. Of course, they're going to interview you, but you need to go in with the mindset of not having all the right answers. You need to go in with the mindset of having all the right questions. And so the right questions to me would be things like, I'm excited about this, very interested in this, curious to know what you think this position needs to achieve. So if whether it's me or anybody else, what does a win look like for the person who gets this position? That's a really thoughtful, insightful question. So now all of a sudden it's not about you. You're not trying to impress or convince. You're asking them to detail out what this person who gets this job needs to do to win. The other thing is I'm really grateful to be considered. I feel like a really good fit for this, but I'm just curious, what do you think I bring to the table that's unique? You know, that's a really rare question. Few people do that. And what you're doing there is you're basically going, hey, I want to make sure that you see me the way I see me and that we're on the same page. And then I would also ask some type of question about, hey, I want to come in and crush this. And so what are some things that you think I need to do that would make me stronger early on? And then as I fully step into the position, what are some things I can do to grow and make myself even more valuable and more effective in this role? Very few people ask that kind of question. So now you're asking him to tell you or she to tell you where you can grow. So those are the type of questions. And so go in with that confidence, not trying to impress, but asking the deep questions like you're considering this as much as they're considering you. And I think if you do that, you're always going to come out on top. Always. Let's go to Michelle, who's on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Michelle, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Michelle. How can I help?
I'm calling because I'm having a hard time getting motivated at work, and I was already having some motivation issues, and now I'm having many more. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure how to gain any momentum at this moment.
Well, the secret to motivation is to break that actual word down. What is the root word of motivation? It's motive.
Motive. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, right? And when we think motive, we think kind of parenting, or we're kind of questioning someone, maybe even a legal context. What's your motive? Well, I think it's the same thing for you right now. And I think this is all about clarity. And I think what happened with the government shutdown, that began to create a lot of uncertainty. And boy, oh boy, you want to drive anxiety levels up in a human being, throw a lot of uncertainty at them. It's just natural, right?
Yeah.
Am I starting to hit the nerve?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what? Here's what happens. You're not sure what the future is. And when you're not sure what the future is, it starts to create anxiety and insecurity and fear and doubt and all kinds of nasty, yucky things. You've got a cocktail of negative emotions kind of bouncing around. And so then that creates more confusion. And then you can't get motivated when you don't have a motive. So when we want to be motivated, it's not that you just wake up one day and go, I got to get motivated, because you know that's not working. So what you have to do is go, I need to figure out where I want to go and why I want to go there. Or you need to figure out your personal why. And if you know what it is, you retreat back to that. But motivation could come in the form of, listen, I know that I'm not going to stay here long, but I know that I've got to do a good job just to keep this stability, which makes this current job, which has no future, no buzz, no juice, but it now makes it something you're grateful for because it's your platform and it's funding your future. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe your only motivation in this current situation is, I got to keep doing a good job so they don't send me packing, because I'm not ready to leave, unless you're ready to leave. If you're ready to leave, leave on your own terms.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So anytime somebody says to me, I'm dealing with a lack of motivation, I can tell you the source. You don't know your why, or you have forgotten your why, and it's been that perspective of, why do I work? What do I want to do? Why do I want to do it? Where does that want to take me? All of that, those are the questions you need to ask and get answers. More of your phone calls coming up. Don't move. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Shining the light on your path to fulfill your purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. So honored to have you with us. Hope your week is all about progress. And it doesn't always have to be big progress. I don't know on my journey of what amounts to just almost a little bit under 10 years to go from starting out from scratch to stepping into the national radio show. I don't know, Joe, that there were many moments of big, giant progress. You know, it was like all these little, 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 little. And then Nothing, and then a little here, and then nothing, and then we had one big leap. And I get a phone call about the possibility of a show on Sirius XM. And it was 3 months later, roughly, we started the Ken Coleman Show, the second version of it, rather. All right, Joe and I did it in Gainesville, Georgia, on WDUN, part of Jacobs Media. We're on there now. Little shout out to all you Gainesville folks. Love you. But Joe, it was a big deal, wasn't it, buddy? And it was an odd day to start, but I wasn't going to quibble, right? You tell me where to do it. If you just said, Ken, we're going to give you a national radio show, but you got to be on the surface of the sun, I would have said, okay, I'll bring a bucket of ice. You know, so we were excited to start, and here we are nationally, and now in national syndication on your favorite AM FM talk radio station. But I want to remind you that progress sometimes is just hanging in there. If you think about how many men and women quit every day, every week, every month, every year, they quit. They just say, I can't keep pursuing. It's not going to happen for me. I'm out. If you just stay, that's progress. So I just want to point that out. When I ask you, hey, here we are, middle of the week, don't get all hung up on how much dramatic progress. If you made that, great. That's fantastic. Everybody's journey's different. I just know for me, it was a lot of little steps, and then boom, you know, some big opportunities, but then followed by a bunch more little progress. Make some progress. 844-747-2577 is the number. We go to Palm Desert, California. Oh, beautiful place out there. Ivan is on the line. Ivan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
I am living the dream, sir. How can I help?
Ken, I have a question. I feel like I'm stuck. I had a live event many years ago that kind of put me where I'm at now. But coming up to now, I feel that I'm not passionate to what I do. I'm in the IT world, but I just heard on the Dave Ramsey Show, a longtime listener, I just heard Patsy Claremont saying that our experiences could help change someone else's life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been thinking of what I've been through, and so far that for the past 6 years has not been great because I have not been able to pursue my dream. And now listening to Patsy, I think that what I've been through, when I heard her, my heart fell with emotions. So I think from reading your book, I think that's my calling, but I don't know.
Okay, hold on a second. What is your call? What is the dream job? Because it sounds to me like you know what you want to do, but you don't know how to get there. Am I right?
Correct.
Okay, so what is it that you want to do? Let's name that very clearly.
I think I want to be a motivational speaker.
Okay. And what was the big challenge? You don't have to give me all the details. You just tell me what you want to tell me, what you're comfortable with. What was your big challenge, the personal challenge?
Big personal challenge, I was trying to get a job because of a
commitment. Okay, okay. Hold on. Ivan, you're moving that phone around. I don't know if you're wrestling with it, but I need you to hold it right on your mouth because we didn't hear anything you just said.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Keep it right there, please. Now, what was your big personal challenge that you had to overcome?
Finding a job because of a criminal background.
Okay, criminal background, and you were able to do it, correct?
As of right now, yes. It took a lot of hard work and jumping from odd jobs here and there. But
okay, great.
Right
now, who would you want to speak to, and what would you want to say?
That's where I got stuck because I don't know. I think because of what I've been through, I can probably go to correctional, the correctionals, and maybe speak there or churches.
Right. Okay.
What I've been through.
Uh-huh. All right. So what I'm trying to do here is help you get some real confidence, and the confidence is only going to come from clarity. So
correct.
You said you didn't know, but then You actually do know. You know that your unique challenge, if you were inspired by what Patsy said was, she's absolutely right, that the challenges that we face, the suffering that we overcome, that doesn't just happen to us, it happens for us. And it also happens for us so that we can let it happen for us to help others. So she's absolutely right. So again, your unique challenge is you made a bad decision at some point, and because of that bad decision, you went to prison. And because of going to prison, you come out with this social stigma on you that really does make it difficult to get a job and to become a high-functioning citizen who has paid their debts to society, and now let's let you fully do what you want to do. And I get that. I have some great passion about that whole situation. And so you've overcome that up to this point. So if you're going to share your story or your challenges to help others, it's got to be congruent. So that's who you would talk to. You would talk in prisons. Maybe you would talk to communities. When you talk about community leaders and things of that nature, helping them understand that, hey, there are some people that have a criminal record that can definitely bring tremendous value. Here's the challenge with that. I can just be really honest with you. Ivan, that's not going to be a full-time gig right away. I that's going to take a little bit of time. And so you're going to have a day job like I did, where I was running my own company, selling sponsorships for live events and doing broadcasting on the side. So you're going to have to do the speaking on the side. And you build up the speaking, you build up your message, you strengthen your message. As you strengthen your message, you get more invites, and your message begins to really connect with others. And as it begins to connect, not only are you growing your speaking skill, but you're developing a further message, you're developing a plan to help people. Then all of a sudden you grow your credibility, which grows your platform. And then as you grow your platform, then the financial opportunity becomes more viable. So, you know, realistically, you have to ask yourself, am I willing to do what it takes? Am I willing to wait as long as it takes? Those are your two big questions. And so for you to get started, you need to understand you don't have to abandon what you're doing now. You need to stay gainfully employed, because that is funding your future. But what you've got to do now is you've got to begin to, this for me, I think it's all about research right now. You want to see who's speaking to prisoners, who are some of the best out there. Trust me, somebody's doing it. Somebody's got a powerful story. You want to model a certain amount of what you might want to do based on how well they're doing and what they're doing, what works for them. You want to do as much research as possible to see somebody who's doing it well, so that it shows you a potential future path. That's really important for you right now. And then you also need to spend a lot of quiet time. This is what I would call wilderness time, where you're by yourself and you're really developing core content based on your story. So for instance, look at the emotional damage that occurred. What did you have to do emotionally to overcome and to step out of your past into the future? What are some of the practical things that you did to actually be able to do this? You got to write all that stuff down and begin to put it together, because that's what you have to share. You can do this. It's going to take some time. Don't move. More of your calls coming up. This is The Ken Coleman Show. We're getting after fear and doubt and uncertainty. This is the Ken Coleman Show. I'm Ken. Yes, that's right. Notice I didn't say we're getting after the right, getting after the left. We're not going after politics. We're going after purpose. We got plenty of those shows on the air, don't we, Joe? Don't need any more of those. That got an eye roll out of Young Madison, the associate producer. You know, we want you to spread the word. I don't do this often, but I'm going to tell you something. What we're doing every day is crazy important, because it's about you. It's not about my opinion about you. It's about you. Isn't that nice? Yeah. You got the answers. It's my job to pull them out of you. And we want as many men and women as possible to be on fire, to be on purpose. And this isn't a bunch of motivational, you're awesome stuff. No. You matter. You've got a clear role that you are supposed to play, and you can play that role in multiple jobs and multiple career paths. But this work business that we spend in America, the average American's going to spend 90,000 plus hours at work. Why in the world would you not want to do that on purpose, to do work you're good at, to do work that you love, that creates a result that matters deeply to your heart? That's what we're about, and we can help you figure that out. Spread the word, would you? Hey, you got to listen to this Ken Coleman guy. This is kind of refreshing. It's positive. Men and women every day getting clarity and getting some breakthrough and getting some next steps. Man, he's going to help you come up with a clear path. So spread the word. By the way, you're loving the show? How about calling the old station there? Saying, hey, I'm loving the Ken Coleman show. Man, it gives me some hope. Fires me up. Thanks for carrying it. Those good folks, they gave us the opportunity to get to your ears. If you appreciate it, let them know. We love all of our affiliates. So for all you program directors and people listening right now, you're a big part of what's happening here on the show. Thank you. 844-747-2577, the number. Let's go to Chicago. Speaking of, one of our great affiliates, WCGO. Jonathan's on the line. Jonathan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you, sir. How can I help?
I've been a police officer for about 20 years, I think I'm done with it. I've hit this phase of being done with it probably 6-7 times over the last 10 years, I've gone out and I've applied for jobs and gotten nowhere with it. Probably applied for 30 or 40 jobs over the last 10 years. And I just kind of get stuck back in this rut where I say, I'm meant to be a cop and this is what I'm going to do until I retire. I just kind of resolve myself to it. And then I get fed up with it again and I start applying. So I'm kind of in that rut again where I'm, it's time to get out. I'm fed up with it. And so I start doing the proximity principle and start applying and start talking to people on LinkedIn and stuff like that. And a recruiter reached out to me and I made it past the phone interview and now I've got an interview scheduled, but now I'm starting to get freaked out and scared thinking, hey, am I really ready to leave? And you keep getting stuck in the self-doubt stuff,
right?
Saying, hey, you know, is this really what I want to do? And I just don't know why I'm so scared, why I can get so fed up with it and then kind of get back to...
I can tell you. I'm going to tell you why. What you're dealing with is what every human being deals with when it comes to change. There are some freak shows out there like me who I enjoy change. Change doesn't necessarily mess with me. But I know that I'm one of the few. But even I, faced with certain changes that I know are good, can make me uneasy. And here's why. The greatest fear that human beings have is the unknown. So what's happening is the doubt creeps in as a result of fear. Fear and doubt are cousins. And so fear gets us all unsettled. And then he calls doubt and says, hey, come on, we got this guy or gal unsettled. Now let's make him uncertain. And the fact of the matter is you're miserable, it seems like to me, on the police force. And many, many times you've wanted to get out, but you haven't done it the right way. You finally run into me somehow and you start using the proximity principle and you got an interview. And then what's going on is you go, uh-oh, I'm actually getting somewhere. And it's possible that I get this job. And all of a sudden this is new and you go, all I've ever done and all I've ever known is being a cop. Am I right?
That's it.
Yeah. That's exactly it. And then all of a sudden, you go, what if I can't do this thing? And I'm a miserable failure. Am I going to starve? Am I going to be homeless? And all these outrageous thoughts start racing through your mind. And then fear goes, we got him. And here comes doubt. And doubt goes, you can't do anything but be a cop. And you go, oh, I think that's right. What am I doing? I'm an idiot. I'm only supposed to be a cop. So I'm going to swallow my heart and I'm going to listen to my brain. And I think the only way through this thing is to listen to your heart. And let me do it for you. Are you pretty positive that you're miserable and it is truly time to move on? Forget what you're moving to, but let's just for a moment, is it time for you to move on from being a cop?
I think so.
No, no. I don't want think so. I want to know what you really believe. Do you think it's time to move on?
There are days when I'm completely 100% yes.
Okay.
I come home and I'm miserable. I'm getting ready to go to work and I'm miserable.
Okay, why are you miserable?
I don't like the schedule. I don't like the conflict. When I was 20 and I started this job, it was fun. Just over the years, it just has become less fun.
Yeah, I get it. So here's the point. Let me answer it for you. You know you're supposed to move on. And there's parts of your day where you get excited about what moving on could look like. So let's just have some fun here. You have to suspend reality for just a moment. Let's just say that we know for sure that you ace this interview and they give you this opportunity. Or another opportunity that you're interested in. And you know you're going to get it and you know you're going to succeed. How does that make you feel? Would you wonder whether or not you're supposed to stay? Or would you say, I know I'm supposed to go?
I don't know. I think that's what I need to look for. I think that's what I need to sit down and try to figure out myself.
Well,
because I get super excited thinking about that opportunity. And I see myself doing this new job or another job where I go to work happy every day. And I'm home at night with the kids.
But there's your answer. So I don't know what you're holding on to. Unless you have the ability to change your schedule and change the conflict part. Those being the only two things you told me that were driving you nuts. So if we can change those two things, would you love being a policeman? Is it possible to change those things? I don't think it is.
No.
Okay, then. So you're overthinking this, man. This couldn't be any more clear to me. But you're going to have to come to this on your own. I can't make you do it. My job's to be your guide, and I'm listening to you. I'm not giving you my opinion. I'm listening to what you're saying. The idea of this new job makes your heart get excited. What other evidence do you need? This is what I teach. So, Jonathan, you got to break this thing down and say, wait a second. What do I want my future to be? What do I want it to look like? How does this job opportunity move me towards that desired future? Get really clear. What's the future look like? Does this job get you there? Does leaving the police force get you there? Seems to me that it's a clear yes on both of those. Yes, I got to leave the police force. This job sounds like a really good opportunity. You're excited about it. It's a higher quality of life, and that's what it's about. Then I would just ask yourself, is this work that you have the skill to pull off? Or at least the talent, you can hone the skill. Is this work that you really would enjoy? And does the result of the work matter to you? If it's yes on all three of those, it's in your sweet spot. There's nothing to lose at all. This is a win for you. Go do it. Don't let the fear of the unknown make you sacrifice the future that you desire. Oh my gosh. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.